is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, What to Do When Men Lie About You. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Alan Jackson with I Want to Stroll Over Heaven with You, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
If I surveyed all the good things that come to me from above, if I count all the blessings from the storehouse of love, I'd simply ask for a favor of him beyond mortal king, and I'm sure that he'd grant it again. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, all our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. Places of beauty we long to see here below, but time and treasures have kept us from making plans, as you know. But come the morning of the rapture, together we'll stand anew while I stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you.
Maybe there are serpent people. Maybe there are people that believe in the serpents.
You know, I was at a prophecy conference several years back, and a man came up to me and he says, Tex Morris, I don't like what you're saying about the Jews. I'm a Jew, and I don't appreciate what you're saying about us. And I says, well, what do I say that you don't like? Well, you know, you blah, 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 blah. I said, well, what do you say about the Jews? What do you think? Are they a special people? Do you think they're the chosen of God? He says, yes, I do. And I said, well, tell me about how the Jews, you know, came to be Jews. You know, I thought he'd tell me about Abraham and so forth. But he says, well, I shouldn't probably tell you this, but all the rabbis know this stuff, and I guess it won't harm to tell, you know, you a Gentile, what we really believe. I said, well, yeah, I'd like to know what you really believe. I was sort of surprised. I thought he was going to hit me with Abraham, you know, back in Genesis. He says, well, you know, the Jews were in outer space, and we were seeded on this planet. Oh, as a special race, we were seeded. You know, S-E-E-D, yes, okay. He says, we were seeded on these islands in the Pacific. We became a very special people. And he said, and we were seeded, and we were the serpent people. I said, why do they call you serpents? Because we had serpent knowledge, he said. We're the wisest of all people. We were the dragon people, the serpent people. That's why we're superior to all other races. I was sort of stunned. First, I'd ever heard that the Jews were dragon serpent people. So I listened to the guy, and, you know, but I never believed him. I believed he thought that was true. But according to this guy in Patheos, the online website, I have been teaching people to believe in a full throttle. That means all out. Reptilian conspiracy. Oh, my goodness gracious. Said, after this, he maintained a steady course further into the swamp. Boy, I tell you, I believe the earth is flat, according to this. My books are all, they couldn't sell anything. They were all losers. And then I believe in this reptilian conspiracy. I mean, you know, this Tex Morris is a bad guy. I'm meeting some guy I've never heard of before, but he's pretty wacky. Well, number six. He says he has a YouTube channel, that has been largely abandoned. Okay, let's go right there. Now, I've never started a YouTube channel. Some people tell me that I do have one. I don't know about it. But a lot of people put my videos up, but largely abandoned. I never abandoned anything. I never started anything. So he's sort of stretching it there. So Tex Morris is an ardent anti-Semite. I'm a Holocaust denier, and I'm a ferocious critic of Catholicism. Now, I've seen that a lot. In fact, Wikipedia. Wikipedia says I'm a critic of Catholicism. Well, I've probably written more criticizing the Protestants than I have the Catholics, to be honest with you. But yes, I have exposed the Pope of Rome. I've exposed the Vatican. But I've also exposed all these Christian so-called leaders. Why do they pick out and say he's an anti-Catholic? Why don't they say he's anti-Protestant? You see, if you've listened to this ministry for very long, you know that I believe in Jesus. I'm just a Jesus person. And I don't promote any one religion over another. There's crazy and there's evil Catholic priest and there's evil Protestant so-called ministers. They don't call themselves Protestant anymore, by the way. They don't protest anything. They believe in anything. I was watching TV lately, and there's a guy named Jesse Duplantis. He's sort of a, you know, a charismatic Pentecostal type of guy. And he was asking people to send him, I think it was $64 million. Now, folks, I haven't seen that much money in my whole life. I haven't even seen it. But he wants people to send him $64 million so he can buy a new airplane. He already has three big aircraft he flies around the world in. His ministry has taken in so many dollars from ripping off people. But now he wants a fourth jet. And he wants you to give him $64 million. I have no doubt he's going to get it. I suppose if I told you, you know, if you give to this ministry, you could be rich. God wants you to have, you know, Mercedes-Benz and Lexus and Cadillacs, and he wants you to have a 20,000 square foot home in Malibu, California, and he wants you to have those things. Just send money to me, and God will bless you. Well, frankly, I know I would not be blessed by saying those things because I don't believe them. I don't believe him. I don't believe Jesse Duplantis. Now, he said if Jesus Christ came back today, he wouldn't be riding a donkey, he'd be riding a jet. If Jesus Christ were alive today, he would be riding a jet and not a donkey. I think that's sort of blasphemous myself. I mean, riding a donkey, that was a sign of Jesus' humility, of Jesus being, you know, he wasn't a rich man. He said he had no place to lay his head. Foxes have holes, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Now you think about that. And this guy, Jesse Duplantis, says if Jesus came back today, he wouldn't ride a donkey, he'd be flying a jet. See, I wouldn't dare tell lies like that because I know my reward, what my reward in heaven is going to be for telling you the truth. Well, let's get back to this thing here. I'm a ferocious critic of Catholicism. Okay, I'll take that one. He's right on that. He's right. The Pope just recently said that it's okay to be gay. That's the way God made you, he said. He's wrong about that. Well, number seven, and I think this one is, so many people believe this lie about me that I thought I'd tell you about it too. I have weird theology, this article says. He says he thinks that Christians like himself actually have replaced Jews in God's sight. In his head, my head, that's Tex Mars, this guy says, Jews are now the bad guys and are in God's doghouse. And Christians are now sort of kind of Jews. This is called replacement theology. He says, Tex Mars thinks that Christians have supplanted Jews entirely. You know, a lot of people do believe that. They say Tex Mars is a Jew hater. Tex Mars is anti-Semitic, and Tex Mars believes that the Christians have replaced the Jews. Replacement theology. Well, let me tell you what I believe. It's going to be real simple. I want you to know what I believe. Because this is a lie that has been spread, not just this guy, Pethios. I don't want to just talk about him, because it's known throughout Christendom that I believe that Jews or in God's doghouse, I guess you could say. And I believe that Christians have replaced Jews. Well, let's go to the Bible, okay? This isn't going to take long. In fact, this is right here in the gospel in Matthew chapter, chapter 8, that's right. Matthew 8, beginning with verse 5.
You see what God said and what the Bible says in Matthew 8, starting with verse 5, it says, "And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum," that's a city, "there came unto him a centurion beseeching him." Now, what's a centurion? That's a Roman soldier. Now, he's in charge of 100 Roman troops. So he's got quite a bit of authority, doesn't he? He's a centurion. He's a military man. And he came to Jesus, beseeching him. He was begging him. He was asking Jesus, "Please help me." Now, why would a centurion? He's got 100 soldiers to do his bidding. Why would he go to Jesus? Jesus didn't have a knife. He doesn't have a gun by any means. He doesn't have any weapons. Why does a centurion want his help? Well, let's read on. What he said, "And saying," this is the centurion speaking now, "Lord." Oh boy. What was the first word he said? "And saying, Lord." He called Jesus Lord. Oh, he knew who Jesus was, didn't he? He says, "My servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented." Now, right away we see he called Jesus Lord. And he talked about his servant. Now, I'm sure that many Jews hated the Romans. Later on, of course, they had a revolution against the Romans. And Titus came in and destroyed Jerusalem. But here, this centurion goes to Jesus and needs his help. And he talks about his servant. Hey, why does he care about his servant? Let the servant die. He can get another servant. Servants are cheap when you're a Roman centurion, aren't they? No, 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 no. He cared about his servant. It was his servant, but he cared about him very deeply. And he went to Jesus begging him, beseeching him, and saying, "Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented." He was in great pain, great suffering. And this man felt so deeply. He was empathetic. He was sympathetic. He cared. He cared for his servant. How many people do you know care for their servants? All people have all kind of household servants that cut their grass and clean their house and cook their food and so forth. Do they care for them? I hope they do. I pray that they do. How many would go to Jesus Christ and say, "Please help my servant"? Well, "And Jesus saying unto him," Jesus now talking back to the centurion, "I will come and heal him." Jesus recognized this man, called him Lord. He recognized him. He was God. He was Lord. And Jesus said, "I will come and heal him." Now, right away, I would have been thrilled. Jesus is going to come to my home. He's going to heal my servant. But listen to what the centurion answered. He responded. The centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy. I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed." I'm not even worthy. You're my Lord. I'm not worthy you should come. He probably had at least what we would call a mansion today. He was living very well, very affluent. But he said, "I'm not worthy that you should even come under my roof. But just say the word, just say it, you're healed. And I know my servant will be healed." Okay. You don't have to come. You don't have to take your time. Your time is so precious and valuable. You're the Lord. Just say it. Just say it and it'll happen. It'll come true. You're the Lord. That's what the centurion said. He went on to add something. He said,
For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. He knows who has authority here, doesn't he? He said, I have authority too. I say to my soldiers, you go, you come, and they do it. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. He's telling Jesus, you have authority too. You just say the word, and it's done. Verse 10 says, when Jesus heard it, he marveled. He marveled. He was amazed. And said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. He marveled. And he said, I haven't found anyone with faith like this centurion in all of Israel. But wait, the centurion wasn't a Jew. The centurion wasn't a rabbi. He obviously, apparently, had not studied under the rabbis. But he recognized Jesus as Lord. He had faith that Jesus could heal at his word, just giving it the word. And Jesus said, this Roman, not a Jew, He didn't worship Abraham and the prophets. No, he was a Roman, a Gentile. But Jesus said, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. And Jesus continued, he said, and I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. He says, in the future days, many will come from all over the world. That's basically what he's saying. From the east, from the west. And they're going to sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. There's going to be many more Gentiles who come. Now his disciples were with him. They were following him. Wonder what they thought. This man's not even a Jew. This man's not even of the Judaic faith. This man doesn't know anything at all about our great patriarchs and all of the great prophets and so forth. He simply believes in Jesus Christ.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Vital Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.